Because it'd be fun if you picked something a little bit elusive and then tried this on it. Or you can pick a fear that's in your life right now. Or, you know, tune in and create in a little bit. All right. Okay, so now shut your eyes. I would ask you to imagine, tune in, and think of something fearful. It can be big, it can be personal, it can even be for the planet. Any way that you can relate to the sensation of fear and notice it in your body. Now, as you're staying in this exercise, which gives you the opportunity to practice being the observer, really stay in the observer. What does that feel like? Is it a particular frequency? Can you feel that it's a vibration? Just like what we do with tapping, setting it up, can you feel your heart rate increase as you think of fear and stay in the observer knowing you're doing it? Can you feel fear like a color or a pattern? Really staying in the observer, noticing that the fear is very real. And sometimes it can feel so huge. It is not you. It is not always there. Whatever physical experience you're having of fear, imagine that you can recognize it as a frequency, as an energy, as a negative energy. And what we're going to do together is up-level this a little bit. In whatever way feels comfortable for you, I want you to pretend in your mind that you're writing the letters F-E-A-R. However you want to picture your writing. And you're labeling this particular pattern of frequency with the name fear. And let it take any shape or form. It can be a color or a note. It can look like an animal or a cartoon. Anything you want. Anything your psyche gives you. Imagine that you're labeling it. So now you're disengaging it from your body and you're bringing it out in front of you. And you might notice that it doesn't stay very still. It's very chaotic energy, unruly, wiggly, wanting to dart around, wanting to slip away and come back. Imagine that you've labeled it. I'm going to really stretch you. I'm inviting you to look at this negative energy with compassion and with gratitude. Fear protects you from danger. And if our emotional bodies were healthy, fear would only notify us, only let us know that we're going into the unknown and that we don't have enough information to feel safe. Yet this fear is out of control. This fear doesn't know how to monitor itself, how to give the message and calm down. I want you to feel compassion. Because you know what it's like to be out of control. You know what it's like to want one thing and not be able to calm down and focus and give the message or receive the message. Playfully imagine, because you're just using your imagination, that you could bless this representation of fear. You could bless it and simply release it. You could notice that it is not yours. And if you feel comfortable, you could even imagine that through your compassion, through generosity of spirit, you could project loving light at this fear, because it does feel good to separate from it. It does feel good to be in the observer's role. It does feel good to see that it does not define you. Imagine that you could project positive energy towards this representation of fear. And if you are feeling something in your heart, know that that is just other pieces of fear that would like to be released and acknowledged and blessed. Now for a moment, I'm going to ask you to see a bigger picture. Imagine that you could be observing this room, that you could see these people, these friends and fellow students, all with the same intent, to hold only positive intention and positive energy, even while looking at fear, a very negative energy, a very chaotic and enticing energy. And that you could feel amazed that so many people would agree to do this at the same time. And maybe it's going on in other places on the planet. Imagine that you're part of participating in, and also you're observing the possibility of us as a species evolving to transform lower negative energies into higher positive frequencies. I'm suggesting to you that after your attention, you will have more space and choice, that you will more easily stay in the observer. You could stay conscious. You will stay more physically and mentally and emotionally comfortable. You'll have the space to think of choices that would feel better to you. Playfully imagining whatever perspective you would like now, whatever representation you had of fear, that is dissipating, leaving, transforming, just disappearing, however you would like to see it. Now I would ask you to put one hand over your heart and imagine staying in this higher consciousness, and bless your heart, all the fear that has flown through your heart. Bless your child's heart. Bless your adult heart for being with you to process all the fear you've witnessed, yours and others. Even the energy of empathy. Bless your heart. And the true blessing is that as you expand your consciousness, it will become easier and easier for you in this human body. It will become easier and easier for you to live more consistently in a higher positive energy. I'm taking a big breath. And when you're ready, just come all the way back. All the way back.